Rex lives in his healthy body all the years of his life. Rex lives in a healthy body all the years of his life. Why can I say that Rex lives in his healthy body all the years of his life? Why can I say Rex lives in his healthy body all the years of his life? Because that's the truth. The only reason he does not live in a healthy body all the years of his life is because I don't think he does. It's because I worry about him. I'm concerned about possible ill health. I'm concerned about him getting a cold. I'm concerned stupid things. I should be concerned about him being whole and perfect all the years of his life. And not concerned, but just know that that's the truth about him. Now, we have used these illustrations again and again and again, and if you don't figure them out, then we'll use them again. A little boy is told that he's stupid, and he is stupid. A little boy is told that he is smart, and even though the appearance may be that he's stupid, he starts showing how smart he is. And when a little boy is told, you're whole and perfect, he's whole and perfect. When a little boy says, no, just you go outside, you're going to get a cold. Get your wraps on, get your boots on, get to here. And you worry him to pieces, and you worry him to illness. Now, I want to recognize the fact that Rex is living in his healthy body all the years of his life. It's just a particular thing I'm working on. I'm saying, I live in my healthy body all the years of my life. Ellen lives in her healthy body all the years of her life. Anita lives in her healthy body all the years of her life. And everybody lives in their healthy body all the years of their life. Of those people who really care about us. But I take the time to give them my thought and my love. And I think my son, well, now certainly he lives in a healthy body all the years of his life. And well, wonderful. Now, why do I need to name names? And why do I need to say that they're living in a healthy body all the years of their life? Because I'm putting a cause in motion. Now, did you ever put a cause in motion? Did you say, I like me, I like me, I like me? And all of a sudden you start liking yourself better than you did before? You say, I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. Not dependent on anything at all. I'm just independently wealthy. Whatever I choose to buy and do and be, the money is there for it. The way is there for me to do it. No matter if I really want it. Just sort of casually to say, oh, I'd like to have 7 Rolls Royces and a couple of jet planes and I'd like to have these different things. Well, what are you going to do with all that? In your mind, you're fighting it. You're saying, that's stupid. You don't need it. You don't want it. But you see, what you're saying is you don't deserve it. When you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you deserve everything you think about. Oh, I got a cold. Ooh. No. I'd like to go to the beach right now. I'm not doing anything else. I'd just like to go to the beach. So what happens? Brian comes over and he says, hey, I have to go to town to do some errands, and then I'm going to go to the beach for a while. Herb, you want to come along? Uh-huh. I say, well, Ryan, I never expected you to ask me to go to the beach. I've never put you in that label of taking me to the beach. He says, well, now you do. Now you do. He says, I put you in that label, and therefore you put me in that label, because I'm your reflection. And it's so wonderful. Or Ellen. Here I am, sitting at my desk, working away, slaving as I always do, you know, 12, 14 hours a day, and enjoying myself, and thoroughly enjoying myself. And Ellen comes in and says, Herb, would you be so kind as to ride with me? I always like to have you as a passenger in the car, or maybe even drive me, because I like it when you drive, because you're the ideal chauffeur. And I'd like it when you go with me, Herb. Would you do me the favor and go to town with me? And I said, well, whatever you like. And she says, and when we get done, we're going to have lunch at Denny's, and then we're going to go out on the beach, and we're going to walk Rex on the beach. Oh, we're taking Rex too? Yes, you betcha. Yeah. Well, what about Anita? Should we take her too? Oh, Anita's got things to do. Anita, you got things to do, or you want to go to the beach?
Beach.
And you see, if you really want to go, It's there for you. But if you don't want to go, all sorts of objections come up as to why it can't work. Why you can't go to the beach. Why you can't be rich. Why you can't be healthy. Ah, ha, ha. Rex lives in his healthy body all the years of his life. Now, he doesn't know anything else but a healthy body. When you look at Rex, he's always got a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. Now, some people can't interpret a smile on a dog's face, but I can. Then I look at Rex and I see him always happy. And this morning, Rex and I took our walk, and we walked out up on the mountainside, and Rex was smelling here and there and smelling here and there. So I took him off the leash and let him run around. So he ran around smelling here and there, but staying close to me. And when we got to the bench at the top of the mountain, I sat down, and he plucked down right in front of me, boom, as though it was had been working real hard. And of course, he had been very busy. But 10, wonderful. He was living in his healthy body all the years of his life, and he was just showing it off. Weren't you, Rex? Yeah, you were just showing it off. And he was saying, look, I have my healthy body. I live in my healthy body all the years of my life. And you see, when we begin to say things like that about ourselves, then those are things that happen to us. Now, why don't you say, I have a lovely family? Why don't you say, I have wonderful children? Why don't you say, everything in the world is perfect? Why don't you say that I like people and people like me? Why don't you say that? You do? Well, would that happen in your world? Yes. Well, look at that. You said I like people, and people like you. Ellen goes into the store, and she picks up some groceries that she likes at Trader Joe's, and she says, oh, my goodness, this is a beautiful thing here. And she says, have you tried this? To somebody standing there. And the person says, no, let's try it together. And so they each take a bite of it. I mean, fruit, right? In a fruit store, my goodness, who could do that? They did. And then they said, yes. And so Ellen took a dozen, and the man took 2 dozen. And it's a very inexpensive advertising, wasn't it? Because they both felt it was good. And then Ellen said to the man, well, what do you like to have with the fruit? You know, what other fruits do you like? And so he started telling her about the other fruits. And he says, where are you from? And she says, I'm from Campbell. No, 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 where are you from? Well, I'm from Switzerland. No, 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 where are you from? I'm from Germany. Right, I thought I recognized that. I thought I recognized that. No wonder you're such a brilliant woman. No wonder you're so capable. No wonder, and don't you laugh. No wonder you're so fantastic, you see? The thing is, Ellen pulls out all the guards, and everybody around her is wonderful, thoughtful, loving, kind, courteous, and gentle in every way, and they'd give her the shirt off their back if she asked for it, or if she wanted it or needed it. But she never needs it, because she's always looking at everything whole and perfect. She looks at her relationships as whole and perfect. She looks at the people as whole and perfect. She looks at her family as whole and perfect. Every morning she comes to the breakfast table with tales of her daughter and her son, the grandson, and her son, and her family. And it's just like we're right there with them. And then she brings out Facebook and FacePage, and she brings out where you talk to people on the phone.
Skype.
And she's just having such a ball doing that before breakfast even. But of course, it's earlier over there. So, right?
Yes.
Yes. And so she just has such a good time. Now, do you think that Ellen lives in her healthy body all the years of her life? Ellen doesn't know what a sick day is to be a sick day at the office, you know, that she's taken off. Ellen doesn't ever take off. Ellen doesn't park in zones for handicapped people because she's not a handicapped people. And she's not going to take that privilege even though she's taking somebody who's handicapped there. She puts them in their wheelchair and she pushes them from the end of the parking lot to the store. She's not going to park right in the handicapped line because she is not a handicapped person. And she doesn't deal with handicapped people. She deals only with people who are whole and perfect and wonderful. And this is why I say Rex lives in his healthy body all the years of his life. I live in my healthy body all the years of my life. Ellen lives in her healthy body all the years of her life. Anita lives in her healthy body all the years of her life. Who else?
Everybody.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And when we say that, it's done. And I like saying that. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.